Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going deep on something pretty unsettling, a ransomware attack on a pharmacy chain. American Associated Pharmacies, or AAP. You know, you don't always think of pharmacies as, you know, prime targets for these kinds of things, but this one's got some twists and turns that are really worth exploring.
Yeah, it's a really interesting case. AAP was hit by a group calling themselves Embargo. They basically shut down their systems and made off with a massive amount of data. We're talking 1.5 terabytes. It's like the entire Library of Congress twice over.
Whoa. Okay, so Embargo. That name already sounds pretty serious. What do we know about this group? Are we dealing with seasoned cyber criminals here?
Well, that's what makes this even more interesting. They're actually relatively new.
Yeah.
Which makes their success even more surprising. But don't let that fool you. They're demanding a $1.3 million ransom from AAP just to unlock their systems. And then on top of that, they're asking for another $1.3 million to prevent them from leaking all that stolen data on the dark web.
So it's like a double extortion. They lock up the systems to get paid, and then they threaten to leak everything if they don't get paid again.
Yeah, exactly. We're seeing this tactic more and more these days.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting about Embargo is their use of these things called Rust-based ransomware kits.
Rust. Like what you find on an old car.
Kind of a similar idea, but in the digital world, Rust is actually a programming language. And these kits are essentially prepackaged hacking tools.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like a blueprint for building ransomware. Embargo didn't have to create everything from scratch. They had this toolkit that helped them launch the attack.
So it's like these kits are making it easier for anyone to become a cyber criminal?
That's the concern. These kits are starting to show up on the dark web. It's like a recipe for ransomware. Okay. Even less tech-savvy criminals can get their hands on them.
Okay, that's a little unnerving. But let's get back to AAP for a minute. What kind of information are we talking about here? What did Embargo actually steal?
It's hard to say exactly what was taken, but you have to think about everything a pharmacy handles. Medical records, prescriptions, insurance information, financial records, even employee data.
That's a lot of sensitive information. What are the real-world consequences if that falls into the wrong hands?
Well, first of all, you've got the disruption to their operations. Pharmacies rely on their systems to function. Then you've got the reputational damage. Would you feel comfortable filling your prescriptions at a pharmacy that just lost all your data?
Probably not.
Right? And then there are the legal ramifications. AAP could be facing lawsuits from patients, lawsuits from employees. They could even get hit with fines for violating data privacy regulations like AUAP.
So this is way more than just a technical problem. This is a legal nightmare. AAP could be dealing with this for years.
You got it. And this raises a bigger question. If a relatively new group like Embargo can pull this off, what does that say about how vulnerable other healthcare organizations are?
Yeah, it's a little unsettling to think about. I mean, this could happen anywhere, right?
Absolutely. AAP is not an isolated case. This is a growing trend. We're seeing more and more cyber attacks targeting healthcare. And it's not just hospitals and pharmacies. It's everyone. Insurance companies, research labs, government agencies that handle health data.
So the entire healthcare system is under attack.
Pretty much. And it kind of makes sense when you think about it. Healthcare is going through this huge digital transformation. Electronic health records, telehealth appointments, wearables tracking our every move, all this data flowing through networks. It's a hacker's dream.
The more connected we get, the more vulnerable we become.
Exactly. And on top of that, a lot of healthcare organizations are still dealing with legacy systems, outdated software, staff who might not be fully trained on cybersecurity best practices.
So we've got valuable data, increasing connectivity, and some security gaps.
Exactly. But there's another factor that makes healthcare such an attractive target for these guys: the critical nature of the services they provide.
You mean like?
Well, think about it. Disrupting a hospital or a pharmacy, that's not just about stealing data. That's potentially putting lives at risk. Imagine a hospital system's going down during a major emergency, or a patient can't get their medication because a pharmacy's network is compromised.
Yeah, the stakes are pretty high.
They are. And that urgency, that need to get things back online as quickly as possible, that plays right into the hands of the attackers.
They know that healthcare organizations are more likely to pay the ransom because they can't afford to be down for long.
Exactly. It's a pretty cynical calculation, but it's effective.
It's a grim reality. But this feels like more than just a technology problem. It's a societal issue.
That's a great point. Cybersecurity and healthcare, it's about so much more than just firewalls and antivirus software. It's about protecting patients, safeguarding sensitive data, ensuring the integrity of our entire healthcare system.
So what can we do? What can be done to address this threat?
Well, there's no easy answer. There's no silver bullet. But we need a multi-pronged approach. Healthcare organizations need to make cybersecurity a top priority. Invest in robust security systems, implement strong security policies, and most importantly, train their staff.
So it's about building a culture of security.
Exactly. But it also goes beyond individual organizations. We need stronger government regulations, better collaboration between the public and private sectors, sharing information, sharing best practices.
We need to work together.
Absolutely.
What about technology? Can advancements in cybersecurity help us stay ahead of the bad guys?
Definitely. We're seeing really exciting developments in areas like artificial intelligence and machine learning. These technologies can help detect and respond to threats in real time.
So we're talking about systems that can learn to identify malicious activity and stop it before it even happens.
That's the goal. But we also have to be realistic. Technology is a powerful tool, but it's not a silver bullet. The attackers are constantly innovating. We need to be constantly evolving our defenses.
It's an arms race.
You could say that. But there's another crucial element here that often gets overlooked. Individual responsibility.
What do you mean?
We all have a role to play. Protecting our own data. Staying safe online. It's the simple things. Using strong passwords. Being wary of phishing emails. Keeping our software updated.
Those things really make a difference.
Absolutely. Cybersecurity isn't just about technology. It's about human behavior. If we can educate people about the threats, empower them to make smart choices online, we can make a real impact.
That's a really powerful message. We all need to become cybersecurity advocates in our own right.
I think so.
Yeah.
It really does make you think.
Makes you want to double check everything. I know I've been, you know, looking at every email twice before I open it and changing all my passwords.
It's a good reminder that this stuff is important. We need to be thinking about cybersecurity all the time, not just when there's a big news story.
Right. So we've talked about the big picture, but let's get back to AAP for a minute. What happens now? What does recovery even look like after an attack this big?
Well, it's not going to be easy, that's for sure. They're going to rebuild their entire system from the ground up.
Yeah.
Restore all their data from backups, if they even have backups, that is.
And even then, even if they get everything back online, how do they regain the trust of their customers, their partners?
That's the million-dollar question. Transparency is key. They need to be completely open about what happened, what data was compromised, and how they're going to prevent it from happening again.
So it's like damage control is just as important as the technical recovery.
Absolutely.
And what about the legal stuff, IIPA violations and all that?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely facing some serious legal and regulatory consequences. Those IPA fines can be huge.
And lawsuits too, right?
Absolutely. This could end up costing them way more than that ransom they were asked to pay.
Wow. This really drives home the point that cybersecurity is not just an IT issue.
Not at all.
It's a business issue, a legal issue, and at the end of the day, a human issue.
Exactly. The AAP attack. It's a perfect example of what happens when cybersecurity is not taken seriously. And it shows how interconnected everything is these days. One breach can have ripple effects across the entire industry.
It's a lot to think about. But I don't want to end on a totally negative note. What gives you hope? What are some of the promising developments in cybersecurity that could help prevent this from happening again?
Well, one thing I'm really excited about is the move towards more proactive security. Instead of just reacting to threats, we're starting to see tools and strategies that can anticipate and prevent attacks before they even happen.
So it's like shifting from defense to offense?
Kind of. Instead of just building higher walls, we're developing systems that can identify and neutralize the attackers before they even get close.
That's a game changer.
It is.
What are some examples of these proactive approaches?
Well, one big one is threat intelligence sharing. Organizations are starting to collaborate more, sharing information about emerging threats and vulnerabilities.
So they can learn from each other's mistakes.
Exactly. And build stronger defenses together.
Makes sense.
Another exciting development is the use of AI and machine learning. These technologies can analyze huge amounts of data in real time to spot patterns of malicious activity and stop attacks in their tracks.
So it's like having a super smart security guard who never sleeps.
That's a good way to put it.
And these systems are getting smarter all the time, right?
They are, which is good because the attackers are getting smarter too.
It's like a constant game of cat and mouse.
It is. But there's one more piece of the puzzle, one that's often overlooked. Human behavior.
Okay, what do you mean?
I mean, even with the best technology in the world, human error is still the weakest link.
People clicking on phishing links.
Yeah.
Using weak passwords.
Exactly.
So how do we fix that?
Education. We need to train people to be more aware of the risks, give them the tools they need to make smart choices online.
So it's about empowering everyone to become a cybersecurity advocate.
Absolutely.
We can't just rely on technology to save us.
We need to be part of the solution.
Yeah, it's a real eye-opener, isn't it?
It is.
Cybersecurity is one of those things you don't really think about until it's too late.
That's true for a lot of things in life.
So we've talked about the big picture and what we can all do to protect ourselves. But what about AAP? What happens to them now?
Well, the road to recovery is going to be long and bumpy.
I bet.
First, they've got to rebuild their entire system, which is no small feat.
And all that data.
Right. They have to restore all of that from backups, assuming they have good backups.
And even if they can get everything back up and running, what about the trust issue? How do they convince their customers that it's safe to come back?
That's the toughest part. They need to be completely transparent about what happened. Tell everyone exactly what data was compromised and what steps they're taking to prevent it from happening again.
It's almost like they have to rebuild their reputation from scratch.
Pretty much.
And what about the legal stuff? IPA violations and all that?
Oh, yeah. They're definitely facing some serious consequences. Those IPO fines can be pretty hefty.
And then there's the potential for lawsuits.
Right. This could end up costing them way more than that initial ransom.
It's a harsh lesson.
It is.
Cybersecurity is not something to be taken lightly.
No, it's not.
It's not just an IT issue.
Right.
It affects every aspect of a business.
And it affects all of us as individuals.
The AAP attack really highlights that.
It does.
It shows how vulnerable we all are and how interconnected everything is.
Mm.
One breach can have a ripple effect across the entire industry.
That's right.
So where do we go from here? What can we do to prevent something like this from happening again?
Well, there's no easy answer. But one thing's for sure, we can't just sit back and wait for the next attack.
Right.
We need to be proactive. We need to be vigilant.
And we need to work together.
Exactly.
This has been a fascinating conversation.
I agree.
And I think it's safe to say that we've all learned a lot about cybersecurity today.
I hope so.
It's one of those things that's easy to ignore until it's too late.
That's true.
But by understanding the risks and taking steps to protect ourselves, we can make a difference. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It was my pleasure.
And to all our listeners out there, thanks for tuning in to this deep dive into cybersecurity and healthcare. We hope you found it informative and engaging. Until next time, stay safe out there.